Heckles, you cracked me up in science class. You're the funniest kid in school.
Funniest? Heckles?
That's what it says.
Wow, Heckles was voted class clown, and so was I. He was right. Would you listen to that?
I'd call that excessive.
Whoa.
What?
Heckles played clarinet in band, and I played clarinet. And he was in the Scale Modelers Club, and I was... Well, there was no club, but I sure thought they were cool.
So you're both dorks. Big deal.
I just think it's weird, you know? Heckles and me... Heckles and me... Me and Heckles... Hey, would you knock it off?
Have you been here all night?
Look at this. Pictures of all the women that Heckles went out with. Look what he wrote on them. Vivian, too tall. Madge, big gums. Too loud. Too smart. Makes noise when she eats. This is me. This is what I do. I'm gonna end up alone, just like he did.
Chandler, Heckles was a nutcase.
Our trains are on the same track, okay? Yeah, sure, I'm coming up 30 years behind him, but the stops are all the same. Bittertown. Aloneville. Hermit Junction.
All right, you know what we gotta do? We gotta get you out of here. Come on, I'll buy you breakfast. Let's go.
Well, what if I never find somebody? Or even worse, what if I already found her, but I dumped her because she pronounces it supposedly?
Chandler, come on. You're gonna find somebody.
How do you know that? How?
I don't know. I'm just trying to help you out.
You'll see. You guys are all gonna go off and get married, and I'm gonna end up alone. Will you promise me something? When you're married, will you invite me over for holidays?
Well, I mean, I don't know what we're going to be doing. I mean, what if we're over at her folks' place?
Yeah, I understand.
You can come over and watch the Super Bowl. Every year, all right?
You know what? I'm not going to end up like this. I'll see you, man.
Supposedly. Supposedly. Did they go to the zoo? Supposedly.
Hi, it's me.
Oh my God. Janice? You called Janice?
Yes, Janice. Why is that so difficult for you to comprehend?
You remember Janice, right?
Yes, she was smart, she was pretty, and she honestly cared about me. Janice is my last chance to have somebody.
Hello!
Oh my God!
Jeez, look how fat she got.
Hey, it's everybody.
Hi, Janice. Janice, you're...
Yes, I am.
Is it...
Is it yours? Ha! You wish, Chandler Bing. You are looking at a married lady now.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, sweetie. I'm sorry. I couldn't wait for you forever.
You couldn't have told me about this over the phone?
And what? Miss the expression on your face? Oh, no. Janice likes to have her fun.
Rach, yeah. You know what we hadn't played in a while?
What?
Hide the lamp. Okay,
Monica, let it go.
Did you know I was allergic to shellfish?
Well, then you'll just have to eat the other lamps.
Uh-oh, it's Scary Scientist Man.
Okay, Phoebe, this is it. In this briefcase, I carry actual scientific facts. A briefcase of facts, if you will. Some of these fossils are over 200 million years old.
Okay, look, before you even start, I'm not denying evolution, okay? I'm just saying that it's one of the possibilities.
It's the only possibility, Phoebe.
Okay, Ross, could you just open your mind like this much, okay? Now, wasn't there a time when the brightest minds in the world believed that the Earth was flat? And up until, like, what, 50 years ago, you all thought the atom was the smallest thing until you split it open and this, like, whole mess of crap came out. Now, are you telling me that you are so unbelievably arrogant that you can't admit that there's a teeny tiny possibility that you could be wrong about this?
There might be a teeny tiny possibility.
I can't believe you caved.
What?
You just abandoned your whole belief system. No, I mean, before, I didn't agree with you, but at least I respected you.
But...
How are you going to go into work tomorrow? Oh. How are you going to face the other science guys? How are you going to face yourself? Oh. That was fun. So who's hungry?
I am.
I swear. All right, I was putting on my jacket and the thing and the lamp and it broke.
Oh, please, oh. Monica, you've always hated my lamp.
And now, all of a sudden, it's just broken.
Phoebe, tell her.
Okay, I didn't see it because I was putting on my jacket, but I want to believe you.
Hey, Chandler. Monica just broke my seashell lamp.
Neat. I'm gonna die alone.
Okay, you win.
Chandler, you are not gonna die alone.
Janice was my safety net, okay? And now I have to get a snake.
Uh-huh. Why is that?
If I'm gonna be an old, lonely man, I'm gonna need a thing. You know, a hook. Like that guy on the subway who eats his own face. So I figure I'll be crazy man with a snake. You know, crazy snake man. Then I'll get more snakes, call them my babies. Kids won't walk past my place, they will run. Run away from crazy snake man, that's just.
You've got to get over this, okay? You're not gonna end up alone.
Of course I am. I reject anyone who's crazy enough to actually go out with me, and then I bitch about the fact that there aren't any great women out there.
Chandler. You have just described virtually every man that we have ever gone out with.
Yeah.
You are not a freak. You're a guy.
Yeah, honey, she's right. I mean, you all do it. This one guy stopped seeing me because his cat didn't like me.
Or this guy dumped me because I fell asleep during Spinal Tap.
You fell asleep during Spinal Tap?
Oh, that Teddy, what's his name, in high school, who stopped seeing you because he thought you were too fat.
He told me it was because he didn't have time for me because of the play.
That's what I said. Anyway, my point being, you are no different than the rest of them.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes, he is. Yeah, you are totally different.
In a bad way?
No, honey, in a wonderful way. You know what you want now. I mean, most guys don't even have a clue. I mean, you are ready to take risks. You're ready to be vulnerable and intimate with someone.
Yeah, you're not going to end up alone.
Yeah, Chandler... You called Janice!
That's how much you wanted to be with someone.
You've made it.
You're there.
You are ready to make a commitment.
Whoa, don't know about that.
Oh, what you got there? Something else that's not yours that you can break? No, I know you like this, and I want you to have it. I think it'll look good in our apartment. Thank you. That's fine.
Hey. Well, you will all be pleased to know that I have a date tomorrow night.
Hey.
This woman, Allison, from work, she is great. She's pretty, she's smart, and I've been holding off asking her out in the past because she has a unusually large head. But I'm not going to let that stuff hang me up anymore. Look at me, I'm growing.
Hey, you can't recycle yearbooks, can you?
I'll take that.
You want his yearbook?
Yeah, yeah. Some people said some nice things about him. Think somebody should have it.
Oh, gosh, this is so weird. I mean, his whole life was in this apartment, and now it's gone. You know, I think it would be nice if we just took a few moments for Mr. Heckles. I mean, he was kind of a pain, he was, but he was a person. What? You're all going to hell.
Oh. It's really not that big.
Taking that with you, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you coming?
Yeah, in a second. Goodbye, Mr. Heckles. We'll try to keep it down.
Oh, my major was totally useless. I mean, how often do you look in the classifieds and see philosopher wanted?
Sure. My God, that's a big head. It didn't look this big in the office. Maybe it's the lighting. My head must look like a golf ball at work. All right, don't get hung up on it. Quick, quick. List five things you like about her. Nice smile, good dresser. Big head, big head, big head.